This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore football coverage continues with Swampscott head football coach Peter Bush. Peter, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Peter, you guys on Friday night back in it hosting Masconomet. Before I get into that, let me just ask you about last weekend or last week, actually two games. First up, the NEC game, Northeastern Conference game. You win Saturday in Beverly. How about a quick note from you on the team and the team performance last Saturday in that win?
Yeah, Bill, I mean, I was really proud of how the the kids came in after kind of a quick week. And, preparation was great. Just really proud of the way they played. That obviously the weather was a little bit of a factor with all the rain and it being on a grass field. But, playing over at Hurd is a special place to play. And the kids took advantage of the opportunities and we were able to come out with a win.
Now, earlier in the week, you guys had completed a game that was ended in a tie earlier this year. We thought it might end late, stay that way. But tell us the story behind the story where you had to go back out to Auburn to go into overtime there, play that game after it was interrupted earlier in the year. Give our listeners the background there.
The background, Bill, there's not really a background. We were pretty much told that we had to go back out there that no game can end in a tie. So I guess this is kind of unprecedented as far as it ever happening before. And we were told we had to go back out, and we found a week where we had a Saturday game, and we went out there Tuesday, took the 2.5-hour bus ride, played about a 12 to 15 minute overtime period. Unfortunately, we came out on the losing end of that and then had to hop on the bus and get home. So, wasn't a great way, obviously, to get the kind of the practice week, I guess you could say, going for Beverly. But the kids came to practice Wednesday ready to go, and they were really focused on Beverly and getting what we need to get done in order to prepare, obviously, for a conference game.
Oh, wow. I wasn't totally aware of that story, that it was a mandated thing to do. Somehow, I just was under the understanding that the two teams decided to continue on and find a winner. But, that's interesting, I guess. Yeah. And unfortunately, it wasn't in a nearby town or the next over the border quickly, but it was.
Yeah, Bill, I don't know. You kind of look at these other sports, their regular season, there's games that end in ties. So I don't know. Obviously, again, hopefully this will never happen again in football. But, it definitely was tricky because, again, it's not like you're going to over to Lynn or to Beverly or Danvers or even a Masco. We're going to Worcester on a Tuesday night. So, like I said, I was told that, the game could not end in a tie, that we had to play it. And again, unfortunately, it was one play that obviously determined the 2-point play. We didn't stop it. So, but like I said, I was really proud how the kids responded. It was a kind of a quiet bus ride home. Obviously, it happened so quickly, it being pretty much 12 minutes being out there after a 2.5-hour bus ride. But like I said, I'm really proud of how the kids and coaches came back. And obviously, it was a big win for us on Saturday against Beverly.
Peter, I'm thinking here, a 2.5-hour bus ride out to Auburn, and not great during rush hour. But on the other hand, think about going over to Beverly on a Saturday afternoon over Halloween weekend in the city of Salem from Swampscott. That's got to be about 2 hours too, right? Maybe something like that.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, you kind of get out early enough in the morning, Bill, where you kind of miss a little bit of that traffic. And one of our assistant coaches is very good with navigation. So we navigated our way around the city of Salem as best as we could. We got over there in a quick amount of time. So,
yeah,
like I said, I got an assistant coach that when we get on the bus, the first thing he starts to do is ask the bus driver which way they're going. So they take that off my plate, which is nice. So we were able to avoid the Salem traffic, so which is nice.
No, I think as long as you don't try to go down Lafayette Street, I think you might be okay. You can figure it out.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So this week, how about a note before I ask you one more question on Masco coming in Friday night? How about a note on how the team has progressed player wise? Have a few players kind of made the progression here for you? I know you had a very young team to start the year here, and so what can you share with us?
I think if you look at the games, every year is like this. You kind of look at game one versus game six or seven, and the team just kind of eventually takes on its own identity. Obviously, you want to play well in offense, defense, and special teams, and and have, you know, sound schemes and things like that. But I think you start to kind of learn as a coaching staff what your kids are good at, and you put them in the best position to be successful. And I think over the course of, again, of this season, the 7 weeks, I think, again, the kids have obviously, you know, you can't coach experience. And I think you mentioned that as far as, again, being young and being inexperienced. I think as the season goes on, you know, has gone on, the kids have, you know, been able to be put in stressful situations, or they've been able to put in situations where we're down by a score or up by a score. So, again, I think those, you can't coach those. And I think that's the only thing that you can hope is that you stay in the game, you keep it close, and obviously, you know, you hope for a win at the end of the game. But yeah, I mean, the kids have been great. We've had great senior leadership. Our captains have been great. And again, I'm really proud of what the coaching staff has done this year. And obviously, we're looking forward to going up against Masco on Friday night.
Well, yeah, here's my last question. Then give us the matchup. What is the scouting report? What do you see as the as strengths, weaknesses, or where will the battles be Friday night when Masco comes over to Swampscott?
I think, you know, I always go with the offensive and defensive lines, Bill, to be honest with you. I think when, you know, our offensive line is kicking and they're hitting their assignments and they're getting to the next level, or they're staying on their double teams, that's when we're at our best. And on defense, again, it's our defensive line controlling the line of scrimmage and keeping our linebackers free. And I think that's, you know, that's the matchup I think that's going to be the most interesting, because, you know, Masco's got, you know, it's a big school. They have a very large offense and defensive line that moves, you know, very well. They're very well coached. So I think it's going to come down to, again, you know, being disciplined, taking care of the ball on offense, obviously getting turnovers and three and outs and punts on defense, and obviously playing sound in the special teams area. So again, we go into every, you know, every week we respect our opponents, but obviously we're confident in what we can do.
Peter, great talking with you, and best of luck on Friday night. Thanks for your time, and hopefully we'll be in touch soon.
All right, Bill. Go Big Blue.
Okay, you got it. Peter Bush, head football coach at Swampscott High School, here on MSO, newsports.com.